but one, incredibly huge.
Yeah. The good gentile girls, the good gentile. Yeah, you chances are there's dirt somewhere underneath you right now. Many things grow in dirt, like carrots. Carrots are good to eat, but you should never eat dirt. It doesn't taste very good, and you might get dirt on your uvula. Dirt is dirty, so if it gets on you, wash it off right away. Rocks are dirty because they're found in the dirt, and they have dirt on them. Some people like to study rocks. Whatever. But where does dirt come from? Scientists have been trying to answer this question for thousands of years. Most researchers now believe that dirt is actually nothing more than dried up mud. When mud dries up, it becomes dirt. And when dirt gets wet, it becomes mud again. So which came first, dirt or mud? You might as well ask which came first, water or ice cubes. It remains one of the mysteries of the universe.
Lethal object after free falling 114 stories. And I'm only gonna do this once, so watch and run.
Bobby, what's the idea of acting up in class?
Acting out, Mr. Hill. We call it acting out.
I just sang a song parody, Dad. Like Weird Al Yankovic.
Bobby, Al Yankovic blew his brains out in the late 80s after people stopped buying his records. He's not worth getting into trouble over.
I'd like to see my drawing. I'll never forget that night. It was right after I got my Hanson tattoo.
That's true. Look, I want you to take me back. Tell me, what happened to the jewel?
The jewel? I don't have any of her CDs. I like Hanson.
Okay.
That was a joke.
What kind of man writes and records a song as a joke? Weird Al Yankovic?
On Thursday, the National Weather Bureau downgraded Al Yankovic's status from weird to slightly unusual.
You came down here to get a hot story, didn't you? Pictures of me to sell your lousy newspapers.
Frank.
Sure, you think I'm a big hero, the man of the hour? Well, do any of you understand how a man can hurt inside?
Frank, they're not here for you. Weird Al Yankovic is on the plane.
Of 23 comes from his own record label, Bad Boy Entertainment. And the only thing standing between him and the top of the charts was another successful rap label, Death Row Records, headed by his rival, Suge Knight.
I don't get it, man. He just take other people's songs and talk over them. He's like Weird Al Yankovic and stuff. He ain't funny. And I'm the one in jail?
Yeah, Weird Al, yeah. He was an influence, you know? But he got all up into trying to be goofy and silly, you know? Besides, can Weird Al do this?
Got a new computer, got the clock, the rock, on his rock. before I open the box. You know you had your best time for over a week. I said, no way, man, isn't that heat? So I'm up in the month, won't feel like great. And you can use an iPad and a takeaway. My children on the shit, I'm connected. Everybody was expected, no matter who's detected. I made a test and there's an operating system. They cross the book and other eyes listen. I'm looking through the trash and he minds will be passing. Without the mother, without any people passing. I'll pass you, mother, for you to mind. That will be the ghost, and the death of the body.
Thank you. can't tell you what an enormous thrill it is to be back in my hometown of Dayton, Ohio. The other weekend I'm home, it reminds me of wonderful little childhood memories I'd love to share with you right now. In particular, I'm thinking back to a story that my dad told me many years ago. He seems to have these little father-son chats in the old back porch spring. On a hot summer evening after a long day of school. He'd sit me down and smile at me and say,
I'm not my legion. Creature of my spirit. showed up. Keith Richards, I can't believe it. Keith, what took you so long? You're late.
The later, the greater.
Yeah. So what's the deal? How come you're so late? Well, what do you say? Let's get this interview started.
Here we are, here we go. We don't know.
Yeah. You are Keith Richards, aren't you?
I could be Coco the Clown, the red nose and the ginger wig.
Well, that would have been my second guess. Keith, first of all, I've always wanted to ask you, what was it like writing Good Golly Miss Molly?
Hey, maybe you should ask Little Richard.
Well, he's not here, is he, Mr. Smarty Pants? I wanted an interview with him, but all I could get was you, so now you're here instead.
So you asked for it, and you got it. So you might as well learn a little bit. And that's the way it is.
Hey, Keith, you look parched. Here, have some water. Attaboy. Now, have some warm goat's blood. I made it special just for you. Good boy. Now, Keith, tell the truth. This might sound strange, but do you have I Love Weird Al tattooed on the inside of your lower lip?
That's quite a question.
Yeah, well, if you don't, then prove it. So it was just one of those crazy rumors. Say, Keith, how do you feel about Mick Jagger's body odor?
I've always got used to it, but you never find it.
I've heard the one thing that you love doing when you're traveling around is going to the zoo. You like zoos?
Me? Oh, I've seen thousands of them.
So, what does Keith Richards do when he's at the zoo?
Open the cage, let the animals out.
But isn't that illegal? Okay.
Open the cage, let them out.
Yeah, I got it. Keith, I was just wondering, after the show, do you want to go bowling with me?
Let's go.
You put on your bowling shoes and I'll meet you on lane 27. Keith, thank you for dropping by.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
I feel a lot of love in this room.
Right now, it's all my love and shit.
I love you so much, I feel like my pancreas is gonna burst wide open.
Yeah, crazy.
Man, Snoop, you are so cool. I'd have to say that you're my number 5 favorite rapper of all time.
What is that?
Yeah, just behind Vanilla Ice, Gerardo, and those two guys from Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Can we try a little experiment? I just want to see if you're actually capable of opening your eyes all the way. Go ahead, try it. Just open up your eyes as wide as you possibly can. That's good. A little wider. Almost there. Oh, that was pretty good. So, you see any good movies lately? Like what? Hey, did you see that Pokemon movie?
Yeah, no, I just watched that last night. That movie is a trip. It was a freaking trip.
Say, I bet you're a big fan of the Teletubbies, too. Do they make you happy?
Yes, they do. I love that one.
Just out of curiosity, which Teletubby is your favorite? Let me guess. Is it Lala?
Exactly.
I thought so. And I bet you got all the Teletubbies action figures at home too, huh?
Yeah, and I love them to death.
Thank you. potato cakes, hash browns, and empty plates. Baked or boiled, or fish fried, the stone kind, you haven't tried. You're playing the trip of Idaho, just to watch potato grow.
Like a hind, like a hind. Billy Ray, go with that song, that ain't he really song.
restaurants, remember, the left fork is for the salad, the middle fork is for the main course, and the last fork is for defending yourself against rabid wolverines.
Arthur's tardiness mystifies me as much as you.
He was supposed to be here for dinner an hour ago. Now our food is cold.
Excusez-moi, j'ai oublié le temps.
Are you... The Bright Springs of Bel-Air. What is this?
Suddenly comes up to you and says,
"May I take your order, please?"
You know your shampoo is working. May I take your order, please, shampoo?
You rule, man! I love you!
Wow, hey.
You know, you caught me a little off guard here. I don't really have any questions prepared.
But that's okay.
And I'm a horrible interviewer.
Maybe that's okay.
In fact, I'm just a big, annoying idiot.
So am I!
All right! Then we should get along great! Okay, now let's do a little free association.
Okay.
What does this picture remind you of?
It's a weird, snake eating its own tail thing.
And what does this look like to you?
God, it's like a new tool.
There's something weird in the fridge today.
Thank you.
Everybody, 1 hour.
Sometimes I feel like I need a vacation. Sometimes I feel like I wanna go to the city of cavemen, the city of bedrock. I'd be a flintstone. Now I'll tell you why.
Just Cher.
All right, great. Thanks, Cher. And you can just call me Alfie Baby.
Okay, whatever.
Would you say that being here on Al TV is the high point of your career?
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm excited, too. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, ever since I was a tiny, tiny little kid.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, Cher, you know, I think your records are swell, and I really like your movies, but I gotta tell you, I just love your infomercials.
I actually think it's what I do best.
Oh, I agree. Would you ever consider doing an infomercial for adult diapers?
Yeah.
If I smeared peanut butter all over my face, would you lick it off?
I don't think I want to.
How about if it was chocolate?
Okay.
Too bad, all out of chocolate. So, what kind of music have you been listening to?
I got the Seal album.
Oh, it's a good record. Hey, did you ever go out with him?
Actually, I did.
Did he let you play Connect the Dots on his face?
No, I never.
Speaking of your love life, it's no secret that you prefer to date younger men. When was the last time you dated someone your own age?
8 years ago.
And that was Don Knotts, right?
Yeah.
For the handful of people who haven't gone out with you yet, what was a typical date at your house like?
If it's, you know, you went there, you got sweating, and you went home.
Would you rather go on a date with one guy or 40 guys?
40's better.
Do you feel like you have a hard time making up your mind sometimes?
No. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I was just wondering, did you get a chance to listen to my new album?
Yeah.
Well, what did you think?
It was great. It was great.
You're not just saying that? You really liked it?
It was great. It was fabulous.
You know, there's some songs I could have probably done better.
I don't know. I just think it's great.
Really? Are you sure it didn't suck just a little?
No, it was great.
Wow, thanks.
It was great.
I'm sorry, it was what?
It was great.
Yeah? Was it great?
It's great.
Now you ask me.
Was it great?
Yes, it was. It was great. I listened to your new album, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's got its moments.
So it was just... it just wasn't good?
No, it's fine. But mine's better.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
Aren't you tired of this interview yet?
Are you?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay.
Well, Sharon, thanks for dropping by. I'm sure you're really busy and you've got a million other things to do.
Not really.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to leave anyway. I've got a show to do here.
And I could care less.
Come on, how long do you want this interview to go on?
All night.
I'm sorry, you have to go now.
I just don't feel like I'm ready yet.
Leave!
No.
All right, that's it. Security!
The pious man, a little harmless wanna be like never play with matches. They're very, very dangerous. If you find any matches, have your parents eat them so you won't be tempted to play with them. Bicycles are also very dangerous. You could break your neck. If you have to ride a bike, make sure to ride it really, really slowly. Or better yet, why not turn your bicycle over and pedal it upside down? It's also a good idea to check for bombs planted by commie spies. Make sure you wave hello to pedestrians before you run them over. School is a dangerous place too, so keep a brick in your desk just in case. Never drink through your nose. That's a sure way to drown. And whenever possible, walk down the right side of the hall. That way you won't bump into any nerds walking the other way. Also, when going down the staircase, be careful that your ghost doesn't trip and fall and break his neck. And make sure you tie yourself into bed at night so you don't fall off. Safety is important for grown-ups, too. For example, on the highway, make sure you find a long, straight stretch of road before you fall asleep at the wheel. Always come to a complete stop before changing the radio station. If you're in an accident and you're not wearing a seatbelt, try to block the fall with your forehead. And never drive anywhere with a rabid wolverine in your pants. Always push the wheel and you're well on your way to a safer, healthier you.
Yeah. race. If I kill you, then I'm hungry. Then won't you be my baby?
Yeah. I guess this boy.
And I was singing,
my heart is different.
Thank you.
knock, I get it, knock, 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 knock,